happy now to be chatting with Pittsburgh native Cameron Recchi for today's intermission interview. And Cam, let's start with your first BCHL goal, which you scored a couple days ago, coming down the wing and firing a shot past the glove. How did that feel? Can you take us through the goal and what it felt like?
I mean, it felt amazing. I've had a few good chances in the first couple games, and I didn't get to capitalize on those. But I came out of the box, and I saw Serdakny flying on the right wing, and I saw the opportunity. He made a really nice play. I looked up. I picked my spot, and, yeah, I let it rip and ended up going in, so felt great.
Now, it looked eerily similar. I remember a play the game before where the save was made and it just, like, bounced over the net. Are you thinking of that when you're coming down the wing? It just looks so similar.
Yeah, I definitely was. I think I was hearing Shatsy's voice and some other people's voices in my head telling me to shoot low. And they're definitely right, and it worked out. So
perfect. So you joined the team, of course, a few months ago, back in the exhibition season, coming from the NAHL. Just want to know, why did you choose not just the BCHL, but why Salmon Arm?
I mean, I chose Salmon Arm because when I brought up the name to people talking about my options of teams, they spoke so highly of here, and it was the first choice that everyone else had. And just hearing about the atmosphere and the work ethic of the coaches and all the players, it was a no-brainer.
Has it been what you expected? Like, how is it? Obviously, you probably would have liked to have played more games by now, but how has it been so far?
It's definitely been what I expected. It's been awesome. Obviously, with the tough year with COVID and everything, I think the coaches did such a good job of switching things up throughout the year. So we weren't doing the same thing every day, but everyone showed up every day and got to work, and it was awesome. So
now you mentioned, yeah, like the coaching staff. How have the coaches been, Tyler and Karts and Brody too? I mean, they're all a team. How have they been helping you guys?
They've been so great. They make showing up to the rink today just that much better, and they want us to get better, and they care about all of us. And when a coach cares about you, I think it helps you a lot and helps motivate you to want to get better.
What part of your game, is there a part of your game maybe that you've been focusing on or were focusing on the last few months?
I think just overall everything, just the keeping up with the pace and working on skills and working on using my speed. And I think, yeah, so just kind of overall everything we've all put together and made a plan and just tried to attack every part of the game.
On Friday, the BCHL, the league, they published an article, NHL Bloodlines, about the relationship. Part of it is the relationship between you and your father, of course. Longtime NHLer, won 3 cups, Hockey Hall of Fame, Mark Recchi. So first off, you mentioned some standout memories from growing up, of course, around dressing rooms and NHL players. Can you share, are there any memories that stand out to you that you can share with the viewers?
Yeah, I think the one that I remember most from back in the day was I was about 4 or 5 years old. My dad was playing for Carolina, and I remember thinking how cool it was that the goalie had the same name as me, and he was an awesome guy, and he would stay out extra at practice, and I'd go put my skates on, and he'd let me take some breakaways on him and just shoot on him, and it was awesome.
Your dad also, of course, played for the Penguins. So Sidney Crosby, you skated with him a couple of times. Is that correct? What was that like?
Yeah, I have skated with him a few times, and I've gotten to be in the gym with him and see how hard he works. And I think that definitely seeing that helped motivate me. And he was just an awesome guy, just so nice to be around, and really cared for me and just – yeah, it was an awesome experience to be around him and see how his career was exploding. When I was younger, I was only 10 years old, and yeah, it was amazing.
Now your dad, of course, is now a coach. He's now with the Devils. Probably a pretty busy guy, but you guys, I'm assuming you still keep in contact fairly often. Is that correct?
Yeah, we talk pretty much every day, sometimes twice. So,
and is is there like advice? How does that work as a coach and a former player to you? Is there lots of back and forth?
Yeah. I think so. When I was younger, he coached me for a couple of years, and sometimes we'd go at it with each other and I'd take it a little bit too much to heart. But as I got older, I think I learned that he obviously knows what he's talking about, and I started to take it all in and really let it help my game.
Now let's talk about today's game, taking on the Vernon Vipers for the third time. What have you thought of the first two meetings against the Vipers?
They're a good team. They're hard to play against. They play really well defensively, and they do a good job keeping us to the outside. I think we still have a lot to show them. We haven't put a full 60 minutes together against them. I think once they see that, they'll see truly how good of a team we can be.
Lastly, I just want to touch on you taking on a leadership role and moving forward. Also mentioned in the article is you, of course, wanting to be a leader. Why is that important to you, and what does it mean? How do you lead?
I think it's really important to me because we have a lot of younger guys and we have a great leadership group right now, but leading into next year and with the guys coming back, I think just keeping the culture together for next year. It's a great culture here, and if we can keep that going moving forward with the young guys, I think it'll be awesome. So
perfect. Thanks so much, Cam, for taking the time.
Thanks, Cantor.